Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special this evening. Wonderful to see the Lindsay family up here ministering. And, of course, we'll be praying for them as they leave and go back to Peru this week. And we're so thankful that they have dedicated their lives to share that message of Jesus Christ with the world. So praise the Lord for that. And what a blessing it is to be in church this evening. And I trust that you're enjoying yourself in God's house. And what a blessing. It's 2021, right? Someone said that means 2021. Like W-O-N, and I don't know what that means, but we'll see what happened there. But 2021, praise the Lord for that, and it's good to be in the Lord's house this evening. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4 this evening. I was praying about what the Lord would have me to present this evening, and he brought me to this passage. And so I want to preach from here this evening, a very familiar portion of Scripture, and yet I believe this is something that the Lord would have us to study this evening. And so once you've found your place in the Word of God, if you'll stand and for the reading of God's word this evening, if you're able to. And we're going to read three verses, verses 5 down through verse 7. And the Bible says in verse 5 of Philippians chapter 4, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I'm going to preach on that subject this evening, the peace of God in any situation. Peace of God in any situation. Let's pray, and then once we're finished praying, you can be seated. Lord, we do come before you tonight, and we're so thankful for your goodness in our lives, Lord. We're thankful for the opportunity to gather here in church tonight, Lord, on this first Sunday of this new year. And Lord, we are so grateful for the message this morning, and Lord, for the music throughout the day and the opportunity that we have to come together and worship you. And Lord, I pray that you'd help me now tonight as I preach the message that you've laid upon my heart. Lord, I pray that you would clear my mind to be able to say the things that you would have me to say. And Lord, I pray for each and every person that is gathered here tonight, those that are joining us online. Lord, I know they desire to hear from you tonight as well. And so I pray that you would speak to all of our hearts, Lord, that we would open our hearts, that we would receive a message from this very familiar passage tonight. But Lord, I pray that you'd use me and help me as your mouthpiece this evening. Lord, we love you and we thank you for these things. In your name I pray. Amen. And you can be seated. I love verse 7, the peace of God. And of course, we understand this. True peace only comes from God. And much like Pastor mentioned this morning, it's one of God's expectations for his children is that we would have his peace as we go through this life. And then he describes it there, the peace of God which passeth all understanding. And how true that is. As we go through those times of difficulty, as April mentioned this evening, as her children are far away from her. And yet God gives a peace when we have a relationship with him. That he's working through these situations. It's a peace that passeth all understanding. And I love that because God has an expectation for his children, if we can borrow somewhat from the phrase and from the message this morning, that we would live with God's peace in our lives. So we'd go through difficulties and through situations. And of course, I think this is a time of year in which we reevaluate our last year and maybe as we go forward And yet I think we all would understand this. 2020 was an unforgettable year, was it not? In many ways, obviously none of us will ever forget the circumstances of the year 2020 and how things may have changed in our lives and the different changes that took place. And yet as I thought back, you know, for our church at least, trials were something that we experienced even in 2019. I think to the second half of our year of 2019. It was somewhat of a difficult year for our church family. We laid to rest some of our church members, some in tragic situations. Of course, Pastor had his heart attack and a six-way bypass, which took him out of the pulpit for just a few weeks, an amazing recovery that God gave to him. But the idea there is that it was an unusual end to 2019, and I think all of us were ready to turn the page to another year, 2020. I think we were ready for some normalcy in 2020, and yet little did we know what would take place. And then, of course, in January, I don't know when exactly, but I think it was around January that we began to hear of coronavirus. And I remember thinking, and of course it was January, and I'm thinking it was in the far east of the world, and I'm thinking, this will never come to the United States. This won't affect me. And again, little did we know how much of an effect it would have on us. And yet I say all that to say this. We don't know what a given day may bring in our lives. Of course, all of us have plans for this week. I have plans for tomorrow. And yet sometimes God allows a disruption into those plans. And I want to say tonight that I'm thankful that while 2020 was anything but normal, I thank God that He never changed. Amen. The Bible says He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And here Paul would write this book of Philippians from a Roman prison. I want you to think about that for a few moments. Of course, we're familiar with the prison epistles. But it's a book with a theme of joy written from a prison cell. Joy from a prison cell. The ability to encourage other people in life's difficult situations when I myself am going through a difficult situation. Of course, that's what we see here in the book of Philippians. And yet it's a great reminder that we can have God's peace no matter what the circumstances are that we go through. Whether it is in a prison cell for preaching the word of God or whether it is in isolation because of a pandemic, we can have the peace of God in our lives. Listen, because our circumstances, while they may fluctuate, God never does fluctuate. God never changes. He becomes that constant in our lives. I want to read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. And let me read it and you might mark it down and look it up later. But Moses would write these words here in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 3. He says, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. And then he says this, he is the rock. Capital R. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. Moses was simply saying, listen, we can rest upon Him. We can build our lives upon Him, and He can become the foundation with which we live. Because, listen, everything outside of Christ is subject to change, but He never will. And we can have that peace. Later on here in this passage of Deuteronomy 32 and verse 31, he says, I love this, he says, for their rock, small letter R, is not as our rock. Capital letter R. Listen, the world builds their foundations upon things and upon shifting sand, but thank God we as Christians tonight can build our lives on Christ. And as we go through difficult situations, we can have His help and He can help us through those things. He's that person that we can lean on no matter what. And while 2020 is over, and I think we're all grateful for that. What a blessing it was the other night to turn to a new calendar year. At least that means something, right? We're moving on to a new year. I'm also thankful. While I'm grateful that it's over, I'm also thankful for 2020. Because I think we all learned a lot of lessons this past year. And I think one of the greatest lessons we probably learned was the faithfulness of God in difficult situations. Having the peace of God in our lives. And so whether in a prison or a pandemic or a trial that we find ourselves in, can I tell you that God desires that His children have His peace? And as we go through difficult situations, we must recognize God's peace. And as we go back to our text there in Ephesians, or rather Philippians chapter 4, I love this. And I want to just go down through these verses verse by verse because I see some steps towards having the peace of God in my life. And the first thing I see in verse 5 is this, that God is always present with me. God is always present with me. He says there in verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I love that idea. When he uses that phrase, or when that phrase is translated there, the Lord is at hand, it carries with it this idea that the Lord is near. And no matter what I may go through, tonight, if you're saved, you have the presence of God with you in every situation. No matter what you go through, you have God's presence in your life. In fact, John in chapter 16, turn over to John in chapter 16 this evening. I want you to see a passage of scripture. And of course, here in John in chapter 16, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he says in verse 7, he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." Jesus speaking to his disciples, he says, "It is expedient for you that I go away." Now, can you imagine the disciples as they're sitting there listening to Christ speak to them? They've walked with him upon this earth and they've seen the miracles that he's done. They've heard his teachings and the incredible nature of those things. And then he comes to them and he says, "It's expedient for you that I go away." They would have somewhat been confused there and not understanding. What do you mean it's better for us that you would leave us? No, we believe it's better that you are here with us. You are God in the flesh. But he says this, "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." I love the thought of that. Holy Spirit, the Comforter in my life, that can be with me in any situation. And he's been sent from God the Father to me, so much so that, listen, Jesus had another purpose. We understand what Jesus' purpose is now. He's advocating to the Father for us. He's preparing us a place for us to go live with him for all of eternity. But he has given to us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit in our lives, to help us through every situation that we would go through. And back in Philippians chapter 4, he says this. He says, "Listen, the Lord is at hand, but first of all, let your moderation be known unto all men." That word moderation, it has to do with our manner of life. Can I tell you this? It's the idea that as a Christian, you ought to be different than an unsaved person. There ought to be a noticeable difference in your life because Christ has come into your life and changed your life, and now you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. But can I also say this? Listen, when we find out there, when we read this verse 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men," this is more than just an act. It's more than just a put on. Can I tell you, some people might come to a church and try to get religion. And they might try to reform themselves and maybe speak a certain way, and they might try to act a certain way, and if it's just them, that eventually will fail. But Christ in us, the Holy Spirit inside of us, us realizing that no matter what situation I go through, that God is with me, can I tell you, this will not be an act, it will be a natural outflow of the Christian life. When I recognize that he is with me. And so we have here in this passage this, and recognizing God's peace is recognizing, first of all, that God is always with me. He's always near me, no matter what I go through. Can I remind you that the Lord is with us in all things? He's our comforter in difficulty. The Bible says, again, Pastor mentioned this morning, that he never leaves us and he never forsakes us, no matter what we go through. Paul testifies of this in a prison cell. He says, "Listen, the Lord is at hand. The Lord is near me. The Lord is with me as I go through this time." Can I remind you that some have experienced his presence in a hospital room? One of the difficulties of COVID is that there's been somewhat of an isolation aspect to that. Several weeks ago, my wife had COVID, and she got more sick and more sick, and her breathing was not good, and her doctor said, "You need to take her to the hospital." And we went to the emergency room, and I walked her into the front desk of the emergency room, and they said, "I'm sorry, you'll have to go back to your car. We'll call you when we're finished with her." That was Tuesday morning. The phone call came on Sunday afternoon, 6 days later. Listen, our family said goodbye to my wife, their mother, and that was a difficult situation. We wanted to be with her, and she wanted to have us with her, and of course her family and her friends wanted to be there to be with her, but listen, because of isolation, we were unable to, but I'm so thankful that God was there with her. The presence of the Holy Spirit was with her during that time, and so Paul testifies of this presence of God, that God is near me in a prison cell. Some have experienced that in a hospital room. Some have experienced that in an operating room. Sometimes when friends and relationships may forsake me, when everyone else has forsaken me, God never does. And so I recognize his presence by understanding, listen, that God is always with me, no matter what I go through, no matter what trial I find myself in. We recognize in the midst of 2020, listen, that God was by our side every day of this year. And as we went through the difficult seasons of this year, God was with me. And can I tell you that he will continue to be with us? He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. I love this because we find that the Lord is with us in all things. But one of the other great blessings of understanding God's presence is this, that the Lord's coming is imminent. He says there in verse 5, the Lord is at hand. Not only is he near me, but can I tell you, he could come back right now. Amen. Take us out of this world. What a blessing that would be. In fact, go back to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. Paul says this in verse 20 of chapter 3, again, writing from this prison cell, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things that got Paul through some difficult days was this, that Christ could come back at any time. I tell you, I don't really worry too much about the future because we may not even have to endure the future. Christ could come back for us this evening. And that's a great hope that we have inside of our lives as Christians. And so we find here in this passage, first of all, we understand that God is always present with me. How do we recognize the peace of God in our lives? Well, we recognize, first of all, that he's always present with me. But then as we go back to our passage there in Philippians chapter 4, we go down to verse 6. The second thing I want you to see is that I am to worry about nothing and to pray about everything. Look what he says in verse 6. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. How do we experience God's peace? Well, we first of all understand that he's with me in every situation. But then we recognize this. Listen, I'm to worry about nothing and to pray about everything. That word careful there, if you flip that word around, it somewhat gives you a clue as to the meaning of the word. The idea is to be full of care, to be anxious, if you will. And so the Bible says, listen, there's nothing that ought to worry us. There's nothing that ought to make us full of care or anxious about something. Now, I want to say this before we move on further. This is not to say that we wouldn't have a carefree attitude about life. This isn't to say that we wouldn't have concerns as we go through this life. In fact, many times concerns cause us to move into action. Concerns take us to the throne of God to put us on our knees. And so we understand the idea of being concerned about things, but there's a difference between being anxious and being concerned. Again, I mentioned concern causes me to get involved. Being anxious causes me to be consumed to the point that I lose my joy and I lose the peace that God has for me. I want to illustrate this, if I may, when I illustrate it with the idea of politics. The difference between being concerned and being anxious. I would trust that as Christians, all of us are concerned about a national election that would somewhat determine the direction of our country. I would trust that we would be concerned enough to get involved, to go to the ballot box and to fill out a ballot or however we would do that these days and submit our ballot there. I trust that we would pray about God's hand being upon the elections and those things. That's the idea of being concerned. But we ought not to be so anxious that if things don't go our way, that we would live in a state of depression. That I would lose my joy because the president that I wanted to be the president of the United States no longer is the president of the United States, and therefore I throw my hands up and say, well, God is done with me and God is done with this country and nothing else will be solved and there's a state of depression. And can I tell you, there are some tonight that are living that way. They've lost their joy over an election. That's the idea of being anxious. And yet I love the finality of the words that Paul uses here in this passage. He says, be careful for nothing. For the child of God, there's nothing that ought to make me so anxious in my life that I would lose the joy that God desires me to have in this life. That I would lose the peace that God desires me to have. He says, listen, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer. Here's what I love. Listen, you understand this. When you remove something, you have to have something that comes in and takes its place. And so God says, listen, for the child of God, we have to remove worry from our lives. Well, that's not easy because guess what? As people, we're natural worriers, aren't we? How many of you have ever worried about something in your life? I think all of us would raise our hands tonight. And so he says, listen, don't just remove worry from your life. Replace worry with prayer. The things that I would then be anxious about, rather than being anxious about those things, I would go to God's throne in prayer. I love that thought here in this passage. How to have the peace of God, understand that we must remove worry and replace it with prayer. And then he gives these three words here in this passage. Verse number 6, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. He says, this is how we are to pray, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Those three words are incredible words when you begin to think about them. That word prayer, it has this idea. It's a form of worship. It's the idea of acknowledging God for who he is. Listen, by the way, that's why we go to God in prayer, isn't it? Because we know who he is. We understand that he desires us to come to him because he has the ability to help us in our time of need. He has the ability to walk us through situations and go through these things. And so we go to God in prayer because we understand who he is. Amen. So that idea of prayer here in this verse carries with it this idea of I acknowledge you as God. One of the first things you ought to do when you get on your knees in prayer is acknowledge who God is. Acknowledge his ability to work in your life. And by the way, I wonder if that's why we might struggle in our prayer life sometimes. Because we don't fully acknowledge or we aren't fully acknowledging who God is. Let me ask you this question. If you had a direct line to Elon Musk tonight, he's the owner and founder of Tesla and SpaceX, a billionaire many times over. And you had a direct line to him tonight, and you had this understanding that he stood at the ready to help you if you were in a time of need. I wonder if you might make that call. I think all of us would pick up the phone, have that conversation, wouldn't we? And yet what I want you to understand tonight is that God stands there ready to help us. The creator God of the universe, he's available to us. He not only wants to hear from us, but he invites us to come to his throne. He's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he desires that we would come to him. We acknowledge him for who he is. That's prayer. And then supplication. That's the idea of a petition or a request. Not only do I acknowledge who God is, but in prayer I acknowledge his power and his ability to help me in my time of need. He says, don't just pray in generalities, but bring your specific petitions and your specific requests before me. Can I encourage you to pray specifically? So many times we pray in generalities. Lord, help me today. Lord, help my children today. Lord, be with my pastor. Help our church. Lord, help me to have a good day in service. Oh, let's pray specifically. What do you desire God to do in your life? What do you desire God to do in your children's lives? What do you desire God to do in other people's lives? No, he says, bring your petitions, bring your supplications, your requests before me. And then the idea of thanksgiving here in this passage. It's the idea of gratitude. Not only do I acknowledge you as God, that's prayer. Not only do I acknowledge your ability and your power, that's supplication, but then this idea of gratitude, I am thankful for what you've already done in my life. I tell you what gives me peace in some difficult situations. is a reminder of who God is and what he's already done and what he's already worked out in my life in the past. That reminder of who God is. You know who thinks like that? People who are grateful for what God has done in their lives. People who spend time thanking God for what he has done in their lives. And so he says, listen, when you come to me, take your worries and remove your worries, but replace them with prayer. And this is how I desire for you to pray. Through prayer, acknowledging who God is. Through supplication, acknowledging his ability and his power. And thanksgiving, acknowledging what he's already done in your life. Let your requests be made known unto God. Listen, it's an invitation into his presence. Over and over again in the scriptures, God, through the writers of scripture, invites us to come to his throne. What an incredible privilege that we have tonight to go before God in prayer. And so we see that. And then we go to verse 7 of this passage. And we find here in this passage that not only is God always present with me, and I'm to worry about nothing and pray about everything, but finally, we find in verse 7 that that true peace, it only comes from God. You know, we can take the steps towards having that peace. We can acknowledge God. We can acknowledge his presence in our situations. But we must also acknowledge that true peace only comes from God. It's only available from him. And I love that because he describes that peace. He says, here's the descriptor of this peace. It's a peace that passeth all understanding. You know what that means? You can't really explain that peace to somebody else. People might ask you, how are you going through this difficult situation? And how are you making it through this time? And how do you continue to have a smile on your face? And listen, you may find yourself trying to explain it to them. But if they've never experienced it, you can't explain it to them. It's a peace that passes all understanding. It's only available to Christians. Can I tell you, it can't be explained? It can't be purchased. You can't go down to CVS and say, can I purchase some of the peace of God from the pharmacy counter? You can't get it from a doctor. Listen, it only comes from God. It's only available through him. And yet he desires that all of us Christians live with the peace of God in their lives. His expectation is that we would live on a day-to-day basis having the peace of God in our lives that will help us through some difficult situations. I love the words of Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. True peace comes from understanding and really realizing who God is. The fact that he's always present with me. The fact that I am to worry about nothing and to pray about everything. And yet his desire is that we would live with the peace of God in our lives on a daily basis. Again, we take the steps toward having that peace. But it's God. He's the one that gives us the peace of God in our lives. He goes on to say here in this passage, he says in verse 7, the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That word keep, it's a military term. It's the idea of a soldier guarding something that he's been placed in front of. That soldier is willing to guard that and to keep and protect that with his life. And yet he says that's a picture of what will happen when we abide in Christ, when we realize he is with us in all situations. When we remove that worry from our lives and we take everything to God in prayer and we make everything a matter of prayer. Listen, God grants us that peace. And not only that, but he will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's his desire for your life tonight. And yet, can I say this? Most of the world lived in 2020 with fear in their minds. They'd never recognized any type of peace. And I would say this as well. The devil will use fear in all of our lives. It's a tactic that he'll continue to use, and once he gains a stronghold, he'll continue that. Because the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and then of a sound mind. The idea of recognizing God's peace. And listen, I'll also say I'm not talking primarily just about a pandemic. But there's a lot of people that live in fear about a lot of things. Sometimes we as Christians live in fear as we go through this life, not only in a pandemic, but in several different things. Maybe it's a trial that we find ourselves in or a difficulty that we find ourselves in. And God says, listen, I've not given you the spirit of fear. I desire that you would have the peace of God and that you would have that as you live the Christian life. And yet, as we finish this message tonight, as we enter into a new year, not knowing what this year will have for us. Can I say, I'm guessing this year will have some blessings, but I'm also guessing this year will have some trials. But no matter what we endure, God desires that we would have His peace in our lives on a daily basis. Amen. Understanding that He is with me in all things. What an incredible thought that is. And then that He would say, don't worry about things. But those things that you would naturally worry about, bring them to my throne in prayer. Allow me to help you. And when you do that, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What an incredible promise from Scripture that He gives us tonight. Listen, I don't know where you're at tonight. I don't know what situation you find yourself in, but I can tell you this. That God desires to walk through that with you. God desires to impart His peace in your life if you know Him, if you have a relationship with Him, so that He might help to bring you through to the other side even stronger in your Christian faith. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. Lord, as we come before You tonight, Lord, we're so grateful that You have given us the ability to call upon Your name. Lord, to replace the worries that we have in our lives with prayer. And Lord, I pray tonight as we are here in this place, Lord, all of us are carrying burdens. All of us are going through difficult situations, and yet, Lord, may we not be anxious about those things. But may we recognize, Lord, Your presence and then Your ability and power to get involved. And Lord, I pray that we would all recognize the peace of God that You desire for us to live our lives. Well, we love You and we thank You for these things. In Your name I pray. Amen.